The Jews would not let off. Pilate tries another ploy because there's a concession made to the Jews of releasing some criminal in commemoration of the Passover. How stupid cowards are. How stupid, how blind to those who hate the truth. In his folly, Pilate actually thinks they're going to choose to release Jesus, the very one whom he'd been protesting are innocent. Pilate, don't be a fool. Well, Pilate's a fool from start to finish. Barabbas, a known murderer, Pilate's cowardice goes on. Has Jesus taken away and scourged? Good to hear it. Pilate's doing. And the scourging under Roman law was often fatal. Metal objects at the end of the knotted ropes with which the naked body was scourged to the bone. The pain was agonizing. Many died under the scourging. The soldiers took the occasion to mock Jesus Christ. The coward goes on. He brings Jesus out. And listen. Robed in the purple cloak with the soldiers put around the bleeding body of Jesus, crowned with thorns. Pilate, don't you realize that hatred has no mercy? Don't you realize that instead of arousing some kind of compassion among Christ's enemies, you are just arousing them to even a more maddening hatred of the now scourged and crowned King of the Jews. Ecce homo, behold the man. When the chief priests and the guards saw this, they shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And other evangelists tell us, and their shouts were echoed by the crowd, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate, the most important story of cowardice in all human literature, except this is divinely inspired literature. Pilate then tells the Jews, take him yourselves and crucify him. He repeats, like an idiot, I find no case against him. We've heard this before, Pilate. They shout back, we've got a law. For that law, he ought to die, because he has claimed to be the Son of God. How we need to hear that today. How we need to hear that today. When so many who may still call themselves Christians, or may still call themselves even Catholics, all the learned books and monographs they write, I know so many of them. So much of my life is associated with heretics. I know. The bottom line is, here's Jesus. Whatever name you give him, don't you dare say he is. As the Jews charged, Christ made himself equal to God. Christ's divinity is widely and learnedly and academically being undermined, undercut, I repeat, in places and in sources that I pray that the rank and file of the faithful will not be touched by the errors. When Pilate heard what they were saying, he became even more afraid. Talk about cowardice. He looked up Jesus and said to him, where do you come from? Jesus made no answer. And Pilate, you weak-kneed Pilate, are you ready to speak to me? Ah, what self-assertion of authority cowards in high places can make. Are you refusing to speak to me? Sure you know, I have power to release you and power to crucify you. Pilate, listen to what you're saying. Only one answer, and Christ gave it. You'd have no power over me except was handed over to you from above. And that is why the one who turned me over to you has the greater guilt. You think by now Pilate would have, well, risen to the occasion, stood up with his manhood, John says, Pilate was anxious to set him free, but the Jews kept shouting, "You set him free, you are no friend of Caesar's." They knew their Pilate. Anyone who makes himself a king is defying Caesar. The liars. The most hated man in the Roman Empire among the Jews was Caesar. There's one thing we should learn. The opponents of Christ then, the opponents of Christianity now, their hatred lives on lies, is sustained on lies. Only love tells the truth. Remember that. Where there is no love, there is no truth. Hearing these words, Pilate had Jesus brought out. And this was it. He gave in. In plain Anglo-Saxon, Pilate was afraid of losing his job. Can I tell you people this weekend that last weekend I was in Ottawa. Did I mention that? And was reminded of what happened to my tenure at the university in Ottawa. Tell you about that? Did I? And very much to the point what we're discussing here. One of my pre-students, I was teaching in the missiology department. One of my pre-students had been evangelizing in Africa. He was getting a doctorate at the university. I had taught him. I knew he was planning to write a doctoral thesis defending polygamy. I talked to him, I urged him, I pleaded with him, "Gene, don't do it." Not only did he not listen to me, his director was the dean of studies at the university, and he had me appointed one of the three official readers. And your tenure depends on your accepting your position as reader and your giving an affirmative approval of the dissertation that you've read. When I got my notice from the dean and the copy of the finished doctoral dissertation defending polygamy, mind you, this is a Catholic priest, I took the thesis and the documentation of the dean back to the dean's office, put him on the table and said, he too was a priest. I'm sure you know, I counted in conscience being an official reader of this doctoral thesis, and surely cannot, before God, approve the contents defending polygamy. He said he appreciated my conscience. He also knew what the consequences were. I was being dismissed from the university. All of us, beginning with the speaker, have gotten, some more often, some less often, to examine our consciences on the courage we have in living up to our faith convictions. And unlike Pontius Pilate, be willing to pay the price to, shall I say, side with Jesus Christ, no matter what the consequences for us may be. If there is one thing the church needs, she needs many things. Here's the one thing she desperately needs, is courageous, courageous Catholics, and especially courageous men who will be an inspiration, first to their married, to their own families. An inspiration to others, because it is courage founded on faith and inspired by love that has kept Christianity alive for 2,000 years. And we, all of us, have a major role to play and this drama of Christ's passion being lived out in our day. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.